Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. That song comes to us from the chattel slavery period of United States history. The composer's name is lost to us, but it is believed to have originated in the South in the early part of the 19th century. The enslaved people who sang it looked for and longed for freedom. Most of them did not live to see it in this world, but their song and their hope was shaped in part by the story of Joshua and the Hebrew people after their enslavement in Egypt, after 40 years of desert wandering, finally coming into the promised land. The wall around Jericho was the last impediment between the Hebrew people and a land that once was theirs and would be again, a land of promised abundance, flowing with milk and honey. God directed the people to march around the city 7 times, stomping their feet, blowing their horns. Joshua led them, and on the final day, on the final pass, the walls came tumbling down, and the Hebrew people were home at last. It is no wonder enslaved African people connected to the Jericho narrative on a deep level. Jericho is a place where miracles happen, a place where people are seen by God, receive grace from God, and live changed lives in response to God. Did you know that the names Joshua and Jesus have the same meaning? Both mean the Lord saves. Jericho is a location for salvation. Jericho is the setting for Jesus' parable about the Good Samaritan. An expert in the law quizzes Jesus, asking, "Who's the neighbor I'm supposed to love as myself?" "A man was going down the road from Jerusalem to Jericho," Jesus says, "when he was set upon by robbers, and they stripped him, and they beat him, and they left him half dead. A priest going down that same road, and later a Levite, both saw and did not see this man, choosing to turn a blind eye, passing by on the opposite side of the highway. Then a Samaritan saw what the others had overlooked, not an inconvenience, but a neighbor in need. He went to the man, cared for his wounds, and carried him to an inn where he paid the innkeeper to look after him." 2 men are seen in this story. The injured man is spotted by and receives care from the unlikely source of a Samaritan, a foreigner viewed with disdain. But also the Samaritan, this foreigner, is seen in a new light, challenging the definition of outsider. Walls of prejudice come tumbling down, and those old rocks can now be repurposed for walkways and bridges leading into a land of abundance, flowing with milk and honey, a land that looks more like God's vision for the world. Along this road to Jericho, Luke's gospel tells us Jesus meets a blind man named Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is sitting by the road begging when he hears a crowd of people moving past him. He asks what's going on, and someone in the crowd tells him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And Bartimaeus begins to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd tries to hush him up, but Bartimaeus shouts all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stops. He invites Bartimaeus forward. "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," Bartimaeus replies, "I want to see." Bartimaeus is doubly blessed. His eyesight is healed, but he already knew Jesus was the Son of David, the Messiah of prophecy. His insight displays his faith. He sees. He is seen. The walls that separated him from the community come tumbling down. For Bartimaeus, milk and honey taste like wisdom and sound like praise and feel like home. And Bartimaeus begins to follow Jesus, joining with the crowd. And then Luke tells us Zacchaeus, a wealthy man and a chief tax collector, also hears this commotion and climbs a tree in order to see Jesus. But when he reaches the tree, Jesus stops, and Jesus sees Zacchaeus. And he calls to Zacchaeus, inviting himself to the tax collector's home. And while the crowd may grumble about Jesus' choice, Zacchaeus is overjoyed. He uses this occasion to announce his change of heart. I am giving half what I have to the poor, and I will pay back anyone I have cheated. Like Bartimaeus before him, Zacchaeus sees and is seen, and the walls that separated him from his countrymen come tumbling down in the forms of generosity and justice. The generosity and the justice the prophet Micah tells us God seeks from us. Those now flow abundantly from Zacchaeus' changed heart. Miracles happen in Jericho. So where is your Jericho? Where have you seen God and known that God sees you and loves you and saves you? Maybe you are fortunate to have a workplace and colleagues who help you to see and be seen. Maybe your family and your friends have helped break down walls for you and with you. Maybe in your personal prayer time or your Bible study, you've had moments of breakthrough. Or maybe, today you feel more like Zacchaeus, climbing the tree, wanting to see, not even realizing that what you really need is to be seen just as you are, loved just as you are. If that's you today, if you are feeling like Zacchaeus, wanting to see but surrounded by obstacles, human or otherwise, keep looking. Keep climbing the trees. Keep stomping the ground until the walls fall down. Keep hollering out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Ask and it will be given to you, Jesus assures us. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Repeat that to yourself today. And if you can be a friend to one who, like Bartimaeus, seeks, help your friend to rise and to come near to Jesus. It may happen one brick at a time. It may happen all at once with an earth-shaking thud. But may the walls come tumbling down in your world, and may you find abundance, milk and honey and home in Jesus. Amen.